I'm here with Mart Hida, who is the head of PEN, the writers' organization in Myanmar, in Yangon. Mart Hida has a very illustrious career. She's a physician, a doctor. She is also a writer of enormous importance in the Myanmar society. She has also been a political prisoner, and she has done some fantastic work in protecting the right of free expression. And we are going to talk very briefly about the issues related to freedom of expression in Myanmar and the role of companies. So, Mart Hida, my first question to you is, how do you see the changes in Myanmar with regard to freedom of expression, and what role is being played by media companies?
Freedom of expression's condition inside Myanmar right now is pretty much at risk, I might say, and it is almost related to the very long-term surveillance, the censorship. The five-decade censorship left so many footsteps, especially the self-censorship. So freedom of expression issue is a little bit much more concerned for myself and for the country. And the media ownership is always play a crucial role in terms of the self-censorship. So media industry has been boomed after the reform process. Indeed, it is not truly reform process. It is partly the terminating the censorship process. That's all. So with lack of the legal guarantee, the stopping censorship cannot raise any freedom inside the literature or the journalism war in Myanmar. So the media companies, media investments, it's always play quite crucial role in terms of self-censorship or the still prohibiting the freedom of expression.
Now, in that regard, one of the major concerns that people outside Myanmar see is hate speech, as they describe it. Now, we know that hate speech is not something that has been codified under international law, but the assumption is that it is something that will lead to violence. What responsibility do you see for journalists who work for media companies, as well as for internet-based companies, which might be allowing the dissemination of speech which might be construed hate, for the human rights implications?
I think the media literacy rate is pretty low here in Myanmar. That's also contributed to the capacity of the journalists and the readers also to decide or to judge what is wrong, what is right, and what it should be published, what it should not be published, and what it should be seen as the reliable information or not, something like that. So I think that's why the kind of the hate speech or the other wrong information has been disseminated either through the mainstream print media or the social media. And none of the private independent groups cannot work properly on combating each kind of the big information. And I think the another problem is there is no rule of law, no law implication, or no taking action towards these people who has been quite obvious to disseminate hate speech by the government. So since they never been taken action by any of the executive body, the civil administration, they keep doing that again and again, and that's why we look at this in different perspective. It is not only responsible for the government, but also responsible for the individual people or the organization in terms of the disseminating not only the hate speech, but also the wrong information.
So in that regard, is there a code of ethics in Myanmar, or do you look at international standards? Does the international human rights framework provide any guidance to you?
People still don't know yet about the international framework or the code of conduct. And I always prefer code of conduct instead of the law establishment. Mm-hmm. And I really don't want to hurt the freedom of expression when saying prohibiting the hate speech. For that reason, I think I used to say I don't accept any kind of the control by any means, by the government or the laws or other thing. Mm-hmm. I always prefer control by wisdom.
Right.
That's the way we can combat any kind of the wrong information or the hate speech forever.
So do you think that such a movement is possible, which is based on human rights standards and values and wisdom? And if so, who could lead it? Would it be the civil society? Could it come from political leadership, from the judiciary? What is your hope?
You know, education will be the answer for everything. So it should be from anyone. It should be from the judiciary system, mm-hmm. in order to establish rule of law, in order to take action on whoever who commits the crime with this yeah. kind of the hate speech, etc. And it also should be done by the civil society organization to give the civic education to the people, and also by the government, and also by the political parties. They can also play a model, like a model for the other group of people, how we should communicate each other, not carving, not damaging the freedom of expression by this kind of practice.
Now, one final question, which is looking at the Rakhine province and the religious tensions in the country, as well as the relations between the majority community and the ethnic minorities. In that kind of a context, a lot of the decisions regarding freedom of expression will inevitably be made by private companies. Either they will be newspapers or magazines, or they will be internet companies like Facebook and Google, whether to show a video or not, whether to allow a particular speech to be shown or not. What would you like to see? What are the two things or three things you would like such companies to remember and bear in mind as they go about this task?
Yeah, we need to confess that words are not crimes, but words can fewer crimes,
right.
any sort of crime. So all the media companies should have bear this kind of concept in mind, and keeping their consumer or their clients to
readers,
be
yeah.
to be responsible, and helping them to be responsible in their presentation, in their way of practice, in their rules and regulations towards their clients. So I wish all, not only the government, but also the media companies are responsible for this.
I think that's a very nice note to end on, that there is need for education and leadership, which I'm sure Myanmar considers itself very fortunate, that there is people like you reminding all those international standards and reminding of the need for wisdom and the need for respecting human rights. Thank you so much.
Thank you.